Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster, constantly being tossed around by other people's vibes? I'm talking about those moments where you walk out of a conversation feeling drained, stressed, or just plain off. Yeah, that happens to the best of us. But guess what? It doesn't have to be your reality. Today, we're diving deep into establishing emotional boundaries for mental health. We'll explore how these invisible lines can actually protect your peace and give you back control over your well-being. Let's face it, in our super-connected world, it's easy to feel like everyone has a stake in your emotions. But the truth is, your emotional well-being is your business, and that means setting boundaries around how and when you share your feelings. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to be emotionally healthy and present. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotional energy as a precious resource. You only have so much to give. Without boundaries, you risk constantly giving away your energy to others who might not even appreciate or respect it. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those essential emotional walls and reclaim your inner peace. First up, know your limits. What topics make you uncomfortable? What kind of emotional drain triggers you? Identify the situations and behaviors that tend to push your buttons and start recognizing when you need to step back. Second, communicate clearly. You're not being rude, you're being assertive. Practice saying things like, "I appreciate your concern, but I'm not comfortable discussing this right now," or, "I hear what you're saying, but I need some space to process my feelings." Remember, a clear and direct approach is always more respectful than letting resentment build. Third, it's okay to say number. This one is a game changer. You don't have to explain yourself or feel guilty for prioritizing your own well-being. A simple, "No, thank you," can be incredibly powerful. Fourth, protect your time. You're not obligated to be everyone's therapist. Don't feel pressured to constantly lend an ear if it's draining your emotional reserves. Schedule time for self-care and activities that nourish your soul. Think bubble baths, walks in nature, or catching up on that book you've been meaning to read. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries isn't always easy. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. Remember, you deserve to feel safe, respected, and emotionally secure. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends and family. But there's one person who just won't stop venting about their problems, leaving you feeling drained and overwhelmed. You try to politely change the subject, but they keep circling back to negativity. This is where an emotional boundary comes in handy. You could say something like, "I hear you're going through a tough time, but I'm feeling a little emotionally drained right now. Maybe we can catch up another time when I have more energy to listen." See? It's about being honest and direct while still showing compassion. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. So, here's the takeaway. Establishing emotional boundaries is essential for protecting your mental health and fostering healthy relationships. By knowing your limits, communicating clearly, saying no when needed, prioritizing self-care, and being kind to yourself, you can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Ready to level up? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps others discover the show. And join the conversation on social media. Let's keep talking about boundaries, self-care, and protecting our peace. Until next time, stay strong, stay empowered, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.